Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and Adhikari J. Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum Adhikari J. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am well, alhamdulillah. I think we're having such beautiful rain at the moment.
Alhamdulillah, and I hope it's beneficial rain as well. And
make so much of shukr.
Shukr, yes. And always remember that during the times of rains, du'as get accepted. Mm-hmm. So remember us all in your du'as as well. Well, listeners, JazakAllah for allowing us into your homes, into your kitchens. Most of the sisters are busy cooking and preparing their meals as well. So here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with the health segment. First aid kit for holiday. Most of people are already
in the holiday mood.
In the holiday mood now. Children are almost finished with their exams and people are actually cutting down now on their work and trying to prepare for the holidays as well. And so Sister Zaida Muhammad from Kumachipur will be enlightening us more on that. Then in the homemaking segment, tips to keep your garbage bins clean. Those stinky bins as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then in the cooking segment, Aunt Kretcher, what can we look forward to?
Today we're having a selection of Akhni recipes, all the tips and the recipes for them. We're having a Mexican Akhni, we're having a chicken Akhni, we're having a mutton Akhni, and we're having a tuna Akhni.
So lovely, we can look forward to that recipes.
So mm-hmm. All the tips also, how to steam it, how to cook it, all the do's and don'ts about Akhni.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. And then today's question, a very simple yet easy one. Something I thought about this morning came to mind. What's the one canned food item that you use a lot? What is that one canned food item that you use a lot? You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Now, before we actually do the health segment, I came across this message, or it's more like a sisterhood message, which seems so apt, it's so true, and I came across it on one of the WhatsApp groups that I'm on, so I thought I'd share with the listeners today. It goes like this, it's called sisterhood. There are far too many Muslimas belonging to cliques and groups in society that befriend and socialize with sisters that fit into the same financial, social and physical hierarchy boxes as they do. She lives in the same upmarket residential area as you do, so automatically you befriend her and establish a firm sisterhood. Alhamdulillah. What about the sister that lives downtown, who has limited resources, is new to Islam and looking for a friend? She wonders if you will ever accept her. She shares the same interest in creative cuisine and decorative crafts as you do. You met her at a ladies' high tea hosted by a mutual friend and you realize that you found her soul sister. Alhamdulillah, what about the sister that could not afford to attend the high tea yet is a master at crafting and needs help promoting and selling her crafts? She wonders if you will ever assist her. She has kids in the same school that your children go to, hence the friendship grew from hosting play dates, carpooling, to soccer practice. Alhamdulillah. What about the sister you drive by who walks her children to school, carrying her 3-month-old baby all the way? She wonders if you ever notice her struggles. She attends the same talim classes as you, drapes her hijab just like you do, and you too have been friends since childhood. Alhamdulillah, what about the sister that is in the same talim class as you yet is battling her nafs in order to wear her hijab and dress modestly? She yearns for support and encouragement. She wonders if you ever judged her. She speaks as eloquently as you do. She dresses as elegantly as you do and never misses the chance to compliment you on your exquisite taste for the finer things in life. Hence your friendship flourishes. What about the sister who is humbly dressed, yet smiles and greets you both, only to be met with an icy stare? She wonders if you are silently ridiculing her. Create beautiful friendships outside your comfortable box. Befriend sisters from different races, castes, social backgrounds, and from all walks of life. Assist, uplift, motivate, and encourage, and love each other for the pleasure of Allah. And I think this was actually written by Nadira Chippa. And it is so true.
Very, very true.
Very, very true.
So inspiring.
Mm. And, you know, you ever thought of that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always a lesson for us to learn from
Definitely.
I think we just go through life, yes, but we don't take it extra to look at the next person.
You know what, when we do this, then it's always something like to this effect that when you have pride in you, then this is what happens.
Yes. Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sister Zaida. Stay tuned. With schools being out soon, it's that time of the year when people are packed up to head out to holiday destinations. But have you packed some peace of mind in the form of a natural first aid kit? If not, we provide you with some basics to carry along with you as feeling unwell while away from the comforts of our home, especially when traveling can be a concern. Now, there are lots of great inexpensive remedies, spices and essential oils to pack along with your plasters, bandages and Zambuk that will help ensure common problems don't put a damper on your trip. So Sister Zaida is on the line and she will guide us to build our own natural first aid kit. Assalamu alaikum Zaida, how are you?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, lovely to have you back on the airways of Radio Islam. Tell us, is it raining there in your part of the world?
No, we've got lovely sunshine here.
Okay, alhamdulillah, it's raining here, and inshallah, the rain will come to your area soon.
Inshallah.
Well, Zaida, can you guide us to build your own natural first aid kit?
Gee, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now that we know it's holiday time and people are now in the holiday mood, we try to keep things as natural as possible. So I will be listing some products which are available at health food stores, at pharmacies, supermarkets, or even online. You can wrap glass bottles in bubble wrap or cloth such as flannel to protect from breakage. A small padded lunchbox which makes a nice place to keep your stuff, or you can take a vanity bag. And the list is as follows: vinegar, essential oils, activated charcoal, colloidal silver, probiotics, coconut oil, cooking grade, turmeric and ginger powder, honey, raw honey, pink salt, few fresh lemons, optional, but if you've got vinegar that covers it up here, calendula cream, echinacea.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, Zaida, why have you chosen vinegar?
Vinegar is firstly a food which we know from Hadith is if we have vinegar in the home, then it's like food already. Mm. And when we talk about vinegar here, we are referring to apple cider vinegar, which is a good source of vinegar, and it can be used for a myriad of health issues, indigestion, insect bites, to rinse of pesticides from fruit and vegetables. We dilute a teaspoon with water and half a glass water for indigestion and our issues like that, and we drink it, or we mix some with water and we dab it on afflicted areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned activated charcoal. What is the purpose of activated charcoal, Zaida?
Activated charcoal, you get it in powder or in capsule form. Or also, there's another one called bentonite clay. People are a bit familiar with this. It's good for travelers, diarrhea, or food poisoning. You add it to water and you drink it. And if you're using it for children, be sure to check dosing directions. You make a paste. You can apply it to wasp or bee stings to draw out the poisons. Actually, the activated charcoal are carbon that absorbs toxins. And the special benefit over medication is that they absorb the bacteria and toxins from your gut, carrying them out of your body when you use your bowels. And the good news about activated charcoal is it's odorless and it's tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, if you're buying the powder form, we don't recommend you mixing it with ice cream or chocolate, and because these reduce effectiveness. So avoid these foods anyway, even if you, especially if you're suffering from travel diarrhea.
Okay, interesting, yes. Now, what would calendula cream be handy for? I'm actually hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yes, calendula cream is anti-inflammatory and good for soothing, reducing pain, swelling, healing of wounds, burns, including sunburn. has astringent, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory properties. It promotes the rapid healing of skin tissue. It's great for applying to rough skin, scrapes, grazes, minor burns, including sunburn. It can also be used on minor wounds. Apply using aloe vera directly from the gel is good for burns as well, but being on holiday, you may not have access to it unless you carry a pot plant. So calendula cream, you can check at some pharmacies or health shops for it.
Mm-hmm, yes, I did see it in one of the pharmacies and health stores as well. Now, Zaida, one of the items also you mentioned is essential oils. How good are they?
Essential oils are all the rage lately, and for very good reasons, because they are natural remedies from plants and they have incredible healing powers. They're highly concentrated, so we use them diluted with carrier oils, almond oil, coconut oil, olive oil, and you only need to use a few drops into your oil, and you get a list of tea tree, eucalyptus, peppermint, lavender, lemon, essential oils, cedar, frankincense, oregano. Some of these are not just good for your basic problems, but also they go up to healing for cancer. Mm-hmm. And then if we want to cover up, like let's take the lavender essential oil, it's something we all should carry, and these things are also very cheap, and it's the only essential oil that can be applied directly to skin without using a carrier oil, and it is an all-purpose remedy used to help. It's used for insomnia, anxiety, headaches, wounds and burns, and for most people it can also be applied directly to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And one drop takes the swelling and itch out of mosquito bites. It's anti-inflammatory, has antiseptic properties, and tea tree oil is antiseptic as well. You use it to prevent a wound from getting infected. You use it for fungus and people with chest problems, clogged sinuses, colds. They use it for inhaling, and these bottles are very small and easy to carry in your first aid kit. Then we can also talk about bicarb, which I didn't add to the list, but you can buy a sachet somewhere, add it in water for a queasy feeling, upset tummy or overindulgence. Then we also have many people who are into homeopathic remedies, arnica, rescue remedy, Bach flower remedies for calming all kinds of emotions, anger, grief, fear. It helps with anxiety, sleeplessness. You can give it to a toddler to calm a tantrum or to an adult for having trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And you know, speaking about rescue remedy, many mums with toddlers and small children actually keep a bottle of rescue remedy in their handbags. It really calms a child, even for big people as well. It works very, very well. And Zaida, when it comes to probiotics, very important, yes, I think, you know, not only on holiday, but on everyday our lives, we need to take a probiotic. What is it and how do we use it?
Yes, I agree with you. We all need to take for something daily. It comes in a liquid form, or it also comes in capsule form. The capsules are more palatable because you can open up a capsule over some water or over your food and have it that way. And just get one from a health outlet there, not just from...
I think we've lost Zaida. Okay, let's go for a break and let our engineer get Zaida back on the line again. Stay tuned. Apologies, I think Zaida had a bit of a power failure there. She just actually switched phones. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back, Zaida.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay. Zaida, let's take off from where we left off. We were talking about probiotics, yes?
We were talking about probiotics. We suggest taking good quality probiotics as it increases the good gut bacteria and supports the immune system. Taking them throughout your travel may help protect you from traveler's diarrhea, keeping your immunity high so you don't get sick so easily, and it helps your digestion when it's weakened by a strange diet or unfamiliar bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
They also very restorative if you do happen to catch parasites, and I suggest begin probiotics before leaving or for a holiday. And if you selecting a probiotic, get a good one and one that doesn't need to be kept in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Certainly. In fact, you know, when you go on holiday, you tend to eat all the takeaways and that. So a probiotic is definitely essential. So I've got a question here from one of the listeners. This is Assalam's excellent show. How much of activated charcoal powder should be used for an upset stomach?
Okay, when you're buying any of these things I'm talking about, please read the directions. They will come with directions how much you need to take on the bottles, on the packaging.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now, you always mention colloidal silver. It has to be very good to be taking it with on holidays, Zaida.
before antibiotics came into being, colloidal silver has been the antibiotic before, because it's a natural antibiotic and it works by suffocating the enzymes required by the harmful microorganism without damaging any human enzymes. You can add it to water to help purify it if such a need also arises. It also has other uses if you take it orally under the tongue or in water to water viral and bacterial infections. You also get a gel which can be applied to a skin. To the skin it can ward off infections, burns and cuts, and this is available at most pharmacies. And in the tropics where there is very moist, skin infections can be very difficult to heal. For anyone hiking, backpacking, traveling in isolated places where the conditions may not be hygienic, the prevention of infection is very important and colloidal silver is a must-have for them. It's useful for fungus, candida, eczema, psoriasis, acne or burns, wherever there's a potential for a bacterial or fungal component. Then we can speak about vitamin B1. It's reputed to help repel the moths, the mosquitoes. It works for some people, not others. I would suggest prior to and during your holiday a good course of B-complex or even raw chopped garlic to help deter insects.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zara, why would I keep echinacea tincture in my first aid kit?
I personally keep echinacea over 10 years now, especially for the children. It's a wonderful immune booster, antiviral, antibacterial. It's topically useful for stings and bites, as well as for skin infections. And it's a staple for the home medicine kit, useful for poisons, insect and snake bites, toothaches, sore throats, wounds, childhood illnesses, upper respiratory infections, the common cold, sinusitis, influenza, herpes, lymphatic swelling, and skin ulcers. But take it for a week, as mentioned on the bottle, and just know that all tinctures are alcohol-based, so we use the hot water system where we put a few drops of hot water into your teaspoon of the few drops you are taking to let alcohol evaporate.
Mm-hmm. Simple spices found in our spice cupboard, turmeric and ginger powder, how would we use it on holiday?
I assume that most people on holiday would be doing their own cooking if you want to be healthy and stay well. So we would require these turmeric ginger powder with your coconut oil. Say you have some sinus issues and pain, you can make a ginger tea or a ginger paste. You can drink it. You apply the ginger paste on your forehead for sinus. You drink it with honey. For sprains or pains, you combine them and you warm it up and apply it to your affected area for wounds, sprains, and insect bites.
Interesting. Then pink salt, would this be for cooking as well?
Yes, not just for cooking. If you're feeling a bit weak, take a quarter teaspoon, a glass of water and drink to replenish your body with minerals, which is found in pink salt. And then other considerations is good to take your regular vitamins and supplements with you to maintain equilibrium. Vitamin C and D help combat stress. Magnesium is very important. It helps with sleep and constipation. A good magnesium to take would be magnesium oil, which you apply on your body. So spray this onto your body.
Mm-hmm.
And rub it in.
Okay, Jazakallah, Zaira. And your final remarks before we end off today's program, and I think this is the last time for this year as well, Zaira.
In closing, please note that in the case of serious medical conditions such as sunstroke, serious sunburn or food poisoning, it is advisable to seek medical help as soon as possible. It is useful, however, to have a little natural knowledge to help yourself alleviate any distress while waiting for a doctor. Plan your foods at home. Most people book self-catering. Marinate your meats. Take your own baking with you. Avoid restaurant foods. Snack on fruits, vegetables, nutty chevros. You need to keep in mind that when you're on holiday, your body does not recognize that, so try to abstain from all the processed, sugar-laden foods, allergy foods. Eat less, walk on the early morning grass or sea sand to calm and heal you. And enjoy your holidays, remembering that first we are Muslims and keep up with all our Sharia requirements.
Absolutely, Jazakallah, Zaira. Your final remark is so inspiring, so informative, and just to the T, yes, tops. Zaira, Jazakallah, all the best to you for your break as well. And inshallah, we chat again next year if Allah Ta'ala wills.
Inshallah, all the best.
Inshallah, Ameen. Jazakallah, Zaira. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, very, very pertinent, right? And so simple things, you know.
So inspiring, so inspiring. exciting.
I mean, you know, we pack a first aid kit with so much of other unnecessary things. These are basic small items that have so much of benefits as well. Mm-hmm. So a perfect one, yes. Well, let's go for a short break. But before we do that, the question we're asking you today, what is the one canned food item that you use a lot? You can interact with us on 082-565-8648. That's SMS and WhatsApp on Instagram, Amara_Mulla. Let's go for a break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the homemaking segment of the Household Express. And it's tip to keep your garbage bins clean. And Krita, you know, in summer the bins are stinking, stink. And when the pick it up truck comes, it's nasty stinky smell just comes out.
Yes, and it's summer, so it will do that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So here are some tips to keep your garbage bins clean and smelling nice. Now, the hot and humid weather always seems to bring out the worst in garbage containers and bins, making them their major stink producers this time of the year. When the temperature begins to climb, bacteria can multiply very quickly, making your bins an effective breeding source for disease and unpleasant odors, as well as attracting a host of unwanted pests. Now, here are a few useful suggestions to help prevent your bins from turning into a breeding ground for germs and bacteria this summer. Now, to contain flies, maggots, and smells, make sure to keep the lids of your bins closed at all times. Then, to help soak up your moisture and prevent waste from sticking to your bins, place newspapers in the bottom of them. Also, when possible, try to keep your bins away from direct sunlight. And this way all the heat comes in and all the smell and bacteria just goes in. Now, this will help minimize odors that can attract flies. Also, try to keep the bin away from your open windows and doors. This way all flies come into the house.
Yeah.
And you won't find this in winter.
No. You don't get it.
Then it's also a good idea to compost as much organic waste as possible. It will help stop your bin from overflowing as well as prevent it from producing unpleasant smell. Another thing is empty disposable diapers into your toilet before you throw them into the bin. Using reusable diapers may also be a good alternative. And I think, you know, when you're changing your baby's nappy, you get those special packets.
Yes, they come with it. And
the fragrance packets, spray it in there, wrap it up and into the bin as well. Then also have your bins regularly cleaned and disinfected. And here are some tips on actually what you can actually use to clean your bin. You actually take a 3/4 cup of bleach,
mm-hmm.
a gallon of warm water, and a tablespoon of powdered laundry detergent or a gel, or even your plain and simple Jay's fluid.
It works.
And you don't need to looking for a nice place to actually clean your bin. Mix all that up into a bucket with some Jay's fluid and take a old broom and wash it out as well. And then you can also spray some disinfectant into your bin as well. Even just sprinkle some, put some Jay's fluid at the bottom of your bin and you find that it won't smell as much. And always take all your rubbish and put it into those black bin bags.
Yes.
And put it into your bin.
In your bin. It makes it so much easier to clean also.
To clean. And always use, even if you just sprinkle, say, a bicarbonate of soda at the bottom of your bin, or even lemon, or even some vinegar.
Yes.
And it also helps the smell of flies, the smell and the, also for flies as well. Okay? So that was our homemaking segment. Now, the question we ask you today is, what is the one canned food item that you can, that you use a lot? And Krita, what is that?
I use a lot of tomato puree.
Oh, mine too. Definitely mine too.
Okay, there is lots of others, but I use a lot of tomato puree.
Tomato puree, yes. Okay. This is the sales salad with cream style sweet corn.
Okay.
And then I must share with you the one. Okay, a sister from UK always listens to our program,
mm-hmm.
and she says, the canned food that I use is a lot is tomatoes. Here in UK, we use a lot of tinned tomatoes in our cooking every day.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then, this sister actually wants to know, okay, we've done with that question. Alright, this sister actually wants to know, what is the name of a pot lid that cooks your food fast? Is it called a Wonder Lid?
I think it's a Wonder Lid, yes. You get the Wonder Bag and you get the Wonder Lid also.
Yes.
It is the Wonder Lid.
Okay. And she also says that she learned a lot from our program. And where can she purchase the Wonder Lid? Okay, maybe we can ask the listeners to help us out with it. If you know anybody that sells a Wonderlet, SMS or WhatsApp me, 082-565-8648. Okay, let's now go on to our cooking and recipe segment of the program. And today we're talking all about akne.
Yes.
Now, what's the difference between an akne and a biryani?
Akne is normally mixed towards chicken or whatever you have,
and a biryani is something that you set in your pot. That's the difference. And I suppose, I think in biryani you would choose masoor.
Yes.
So in akne you won't choose the masoor.
No, you don't use the masoor. And then in the biryani you use the raw chicken, and here in the akne you cook the chicken and cook it with your rice.
Okay. So there isn't much of a difference.
No, there isn't much of a difference. Like I said, the akne you can set it also, but it's cooked already, your chicken, and then you set it.
Mm.
Now whereas the biryani, you're using your raw meat,
mm-hmm,
and setting it and steaming it slowly.
Okay.
And this gets done more faster than normal biryani.
Okay. Let's take our caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. How are you, Afamara?
Alhamdulillah. Sarina, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And how are you, Auntie Khadija?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm actually phoning you for that Wonder Cooker alert.
Yes.
It's very, very nice. I use it. I've got that in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it. It tender the meat very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It gets soft and cooked very well.
So it's just a pot lid that you can use?
It's just a pot lid. You can just put it on the pot, any pot you put it on.
Okay.
And it cooks very well.
Okay. Do you use it for your chicken, meat, steak?
I actually make a steak and a mutton as well.
Mm-hmm.
The chops and any, even the leg mutton.
Okay.
And it gets tender. It gets very, very well cooked.
Okay. Jazakallah for sharing that, Sister Serena.
No problem.
Jazakallah so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Well, we won't be able to take any more callers now because we want to go on to our recipe segment and we're going to discuss our recipe segment. And we won't be able to share all the recipes. So, I guess when it comes to making akne also, do you have to, when you're actually spicing your chicken or your meat, do you use your normal spices?
Gee, you use your normal spices that you cook, like, you know, a chicken curry or a mutton curry. The basic, it's just the normal spices.
Okay, your amounts, do you add more spices in your akne?
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
The only difference here in the akne is when you're putting the raw rice in, you have to add the extra salt into the chicken.
Okay, your salt.
The salt. That's the only most important. Other than that, it's the normal the normal spices that you use in your chicken.
And rice, what rice is actually best for akne?
Again, it's up to every individual. I would prefer any time basmati.
Yes, perfect.
Basmati is really, it works wonders in the akne. So I always prefer
I think
akne,
the bimri, it's going to go a bit soft.
It goes very quickly soft, the akne.
Unless you just give it a quick boil.
Yes.
You don't boil it, not even halfway.
Way.
Just quarter way, I would say.
But still it gets pop.
It gets pop.
It still gets soft. But the akne, the basmati works wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Gee.
Okay. And okay, let's now go on to our recipe segment. Our lines are closed now. So if we have a chance later on in the program, if we have time, we will open the lines again. But let's now go to a selection of akne recipes. We're going to commence with the Mexican akne.
Okay, for the Mexican akne you cut two big onions in a pot and make soft in ghee. Then you stir fry on high one green, a red and yellow pepper julienne, 1 cup whole corn, add 1 teaspoon whole jiro, 2 fresh red chilies sliced, 2 fresh green chilies sliced, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 2 teaspoons of garlic, 1 teaspoon ginger garlic masala, 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies, 1 teaspoon of dana jiro, 2 tablespoons lemon juice. You cook all this till the oil comes up. Then you boil your rice with some arad and salt and you set aside. You slice your tomatoes thickly and fry quickly. Season and you set aside. Slice your potatoes in rings and fry. Season and sprinkle red chilies. Cook your chicken with olive oil, garlic, 2 tablespoons of magic masala,
1/2 cup of tomato puree, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, aromat, lemon juice and salt, and 1 teaspoon of green masala, 1 teaspoon red crushed chilies and turmeric. Now you cook your chicken in the pot that you will use to set the food. When the chicken is almost done, take off stove and cool. Add 1/2 cup of yogurt. Then you layer your chicken at the bottom, then the fried tomatoes, the potatoes, the peppers and onions, and you steam.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a fancy recipe, but it's something very different.
Very tasty indeed.
Yes. So for the Mexican acne, we repeat the recipe again. It's cut 2 big onions in a pot. You make soft with ghee. That means you're basically just going to saute it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Then stir fry on high 1 green, red and yellow pepper that has been julienned.
Yes.
Then you're going to need 1 cup of whole corn, 1/8 teaspoon of whole jeera, 2 fresh red chilies sliced, 2 fresh green chilies sliced, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of your arad, 2 teaspoons garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic masala, 2 teaspoons crushed red chilies, 1 teaspoon chana jeera, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, and you cook this till the oil comes up. Then you boil 3 cups rice with turmeric and salt and set aside. You slice tomatoes thickly and fry quickly, season, set aside. Then you slice potatoes in rings and fry. Season and sprinkle red chilies. Then you cook with you cook chicken with olive oil, garlic, 2 tablespoons magic masala, 1/2 cup tomato puree, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, aromat, lemon juice, salt, 1 teaspoon of green masala, 1 teaspoon of red crushed chilies and turmeric. Now you cook chicken in the pot that you will use to set the food.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now when chicken is almost done, take off stove and cool. Add 1/2 cup of yogurt. Then layer the chicken at the bottom. Then the fried tomatoes, potatoes, peppers and onions, rice, and then steam.
Yes.
So a lengthy recipe, but worth it in the end.
Yes, it's okay. A nice layered recipe. You see the chicken and then you see all the different colors.
Lovely.
It looks very pretty, but it's something different and tasty.
Okay, I'll get you a magic masala. What is magic masala?
The magic masala is a normal garlic chili masala.
Okay.
Gee.
Where can one purchase that?
Well, I do have some and my sister makes it, so I do have it on hand at home.
Okay,
something
so whoever wants a magic masala can contact Auntie Karija.
Yes.
And we will give you her number out later on in the program. Let's go to the next recipe, and it is a chicken acne.
Okay, this is a very nice, normal, basic chicken acne recipe. You take 1 chicken cut and washed, 2 onions chopped, 1 teaspoon of whole jeera, 5 tablespoons of ghee and oil, 2 tablespoons ginger garlic masala, 1 tablespoon of garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon arad, 2 tablespoons of dry turna, 2 carrots, 2 baby marrows, 1/2 green red pepper, green and red pepper, 3 tomatoes cubed, 3 potatoes cut in 4, 3 cups of rice. Now your method is you make your vagar with onions, jeera and ghee and oil. When the vagar is done, you braise your masalas and spices for a while and add your chicken and veggies. Add a few whole green chilies and cook till the water burns out. Then you add your tomatoes and potatoes and cook for a while. In the meantime, you soak your rice in boiling water. Once the curry is cooked, add your washed rice in the pot of chicken. Add 3 teaspoons of salt and enough water to cover the chicken and the rice. Let it boil on high and then you lower the heat and steam slowly. Stir now and then, and if need more water, add very little water and steam till completely done, and you enjoy.
Okay, chicken, okay, recipe, let's repeat it again. It's one chicken cut and washed, then two onions chopped, a teaspoon of whole jeera, 5 tablespoons ghee and oil mixed together, 2 tablespoons ginger garlic masala, 1 tablespoon of garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of arad, 2 tablespoons dry dana, then 2 carrots, 2 baby marrows, 1/2 green and red pepper, 3 tomatoes cubed, 3 potatoes cut in 4, and 3 cups rice. For the method, you make fakar with onions, jiru, and ghee and oil. When fakar is done, braise masalas and spices for a while and add chicken with veggies. Add a few whole green chilies and cook till water burns out. Then add tomatoes and potatoes and cook for a while. In the meantime, soak your rice in boiling water. Once the curry is cooked, add your washed rice in the pot of chicken. Add 3 teaspoons salt and enough water to cover the chicken and rice. Let it boil on high, then lower heat and steam slowly. Stir now and then, and if it needs more water, add a little water and steam till completely done. Enjoy. Now remember this recipe, your rice is not boiled beforehand.
No, you have to soak it before the time and then you use the raw rice. But okay, it gets very nicely cooked in.
Okay. Then tuna akni.
Okay. For the tuna akni is you boil 2 cups rice and you set aside. Now you prepare your chutney. 1 big or 2 small onions chopped. 1 teaspoon whole jiru, mustard seeds, stir, green chilies, and curry leaves with about 5 tablespoons of ghee and oil mix. You make a nice bagar with the above ingredients. Then you chop 4 nice red tomatoes and add to your bagar, add 3 tablespoons of garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, arad, and 1 tablespoon of dry dana, and cook till the sauce is nice and thick. Then you add 1 or 2 tins of tuna and cook just for about 5 minutes longer. You fry potatoes separately. Now in your pot you add a little oil at the bottom and a little rice. Then you add the chutney mixture and add the rest of the rice on top. Add fried potatoes and add about 1/2 to 1 cup of water and steam on low heat till done. And you serve it with dahi.
Very nice, very similar to making a tuna biryani.
Yes.
The only thing you do is put your masoor.
Yes. Yeah, the tuna got, the biryani got masoor, this doesn't have.
Yes, masoor, yes, okay. And it's slightly different as well. Okay, for the tuna akni, you boil 2 cups rice and leave aside. Now you prepare a chutney. You take 1 big or 2 small onions chopped, 1 teaspoon of whole jeera, mustard seeds, some dill, green chilies and curry leaves, and 5 tablespoons ghee and oil. Now you make a nice bagar with the above ingredients. Then you chop 4 nice red tomatoes and add to the bagar. Add 3 tablespoons garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, arad, and 1 tablespoon of dry dana, and cook till sauce is nice and thick. Add 1 or 2 tins tuna and cook just for about 5 minutes longer. Then you fry potatoes separately. Now in your pot add a little oil, then add a little rice, then the chutney mixture, and add the rest of rice on top. Add fried potatoes and 1/2 to 1 cup water and steam on low heat till done, and serve with your dahi, that is your sour milk. Now the mutton akni, Adikarija.
Okay, for the mutton akni, you need 1/2 kilogram of leg mutton washed and cooked with, 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 2 tablespoons of ginger, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 cups of water. You cook your mutton until soft. Then your masala, you make 2 onions, normal bagar with whole sliced green chilies. When light brown, add 1 teaspoon of crushed green chilies, 1 handful of fresh green chopped dhania, 2 tablespoons of red masala, 2 teaspoons of dhana, 1 teaspoon of jiru, 1/4 teaspoon arad, salt to taste. Let the above braise for 5 minutes. Then further, you add 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of green chutney, a third cup of tomato puree and a tablespoon of yogurt. Once all braised, add 2 liquidized tomatoes. Let the tomatoes cook and then cook the meat to masala. Add 1 cup rice, 1/2 cup water and let it steam. You fry your potatoes and you add to rice, garnish with green tana.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's repeat the mutton athi recipe. It's 1/2 kilo leg mutton washed and cooked with 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon arad, 2 tablespoons ginger, 1 teaspoon salt, 3 cups water. You cook until mutton is soft.
Yes.
Then for a masala, you take 2 onions, you make a normal wakar with whole sliced green chilies. When light brown, you add 1 teaspoon of crushed green chilies, 1 handful of fresh green chopped dhania, 2 tablespoons red masala, 2 teaspoons dhania, 1 teaspoon jeeru, 1/4 teaspoon arad, salt to taste. Let above braise for 5 minutes. Then further add 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of green chutney, 1/4 cup tomato puree, 1 tablespoon of yogurt. Once all braised, add about 2 liquidized tomatoes. Let tomatoes cook, then add cooked meat to masala, 1 cup rice, 1/2 cup water, and let it steam. Fry potatoes and add to rice. Garnish with green dhania.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dear listeners, you've almost come to the end of a lovely informative program. To all those who actually messaged and I couldn't read your messages out, I must apologize, but we certainly acknowledge your messages as well. We acknowledge your kind words and messages as well, and we appreciate it as well. And remember, recipes are on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you cannot have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022 and she will gladly assist you. Very quickly, Sister Roberta Marisberg says, for me it has to be Kent, puree and baked beans.
Okay.
Jazakala for sharing that. And Auntie Gretchen, the magic masala again, the sisters can contact you,
yes,
for the magic masala.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. So jazakala to my engineer Muhammad Bilal, jazakala to you Auntie Gretchen, and inshallah back with you next week.
Inshallah.
And we're going to on next week's program, and then you can listen to another lovely recipe and cooking segment on this Household Express as well. So from me, Amara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim, Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.